The New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled that the topless ban in Laconia is legal. To discuss this unique case, Professor John Graby joins the show. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or hosts and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. So, John, what case is this centered around?
Well, this is a challenge to a penal citation that was issued pursuant to an ordinance of the city of Laconia. And it was issued to three women who were sunbathing topless. And the ordinance prohibits nudity in the city of Laconia, and nudity is defined for women as in terms of the exposure of the nipple. All right, so men can of course take their shirts off in Laconia; they are not deemed to be nude under the ordinance. However, if women go topless, they are deemed to be nude under the Laconia ordinance.
Is that specifically outlined like that in the ordinance?
Yes, yeah, it actually specifically makes reference to the female nipple and says that if it is exposed with, if it is not covered with, I think the language is non-opaque covering of some sort, that you are considered to be nude. So these women brought a challenge under both the federal constitution and the New Hampshire constitution. And the focus was really on the New Hampshire constitution because state constitutions do not need to track the federal constitution insofar as they protect constitutional rights. And with respect to gender or sex discrimination, the New Hampshire Constitution is actually more protective of rights than is the United States Constitution. It's the under New Hampshire law, any law that discriminates on the basis of sex or gender is viewed under the most skeptical layer of scrutiny that judges provide. Okay, strict scrutiny, which says that under strict scrutiny, a law is constitutional only if it serves a compelling government interest and is so narrowly drawn that there's no other way to accomplish that purpose other than through the law. Now, under the federal constitution, gender and sex discrimination are evaluated only under intermediate scrutiny. So sex or gender discrimination is permissible under the federal constitution so long as it serves an important interest, which is regarded as less than a compelling interest.
Yeah.
And the means ends fit doesn't need to be quite the same either.
Is the federal government still wants to give enough leeway to the states to be able to make their own determinations on things?
That's right. The U.S. Constitution sets a floor, but not a ceiling in terms of the scope of individual rights. And there are all sorts of ways in which the New Hampshire Constitution is actually more protective of individual rights than is the federal constitution.
What was the defense trying to get? What were they exactly trying to have change by fighting this?
Well, their argument is that the Laconia ordinance discriminates on the basis of sex or gender, that it treats men and women differently in the way that it defines nudity, in particular, insofar as it defines women as being nude when they go topless, but men as not being nude when they go topless. And so if they had prevailed in that argument, again, this very strict scrutiny would have applied and the law would almost certainly have had to have been held unconstitutional. But by a 3-2 decision, three justices of the Supreme Court said, this law actually doesn't discriminate on the basis of sex or gender. True, nudity is defined differently for men than it is for women, but men and women are significantly different as an anatomical matter. But we are going to treat this law as a non-discriminatory law because it bans nudity both for men and for women. As a non-discriminatory law, the law only needs to serve a legitimate, rational governmental purpose. Here, it advances public morals, and we have no problem upholding the law. They also actually entertained a First Amendment challenge as well. The women said that they were really protesting in the nude, and this was a content-based discrimination against them. And the court majority also rejected that argument and said, no, this isn't, you know, the state didn't have any objection to the message here, but this was just a restriction on the manner in which they delivered the message. That's viewed in a more lenient way, and we think that the Laconia ordinance is constitutional there. Now, there were two dissenting justices in this case. They agreed on the First Amendment part of the ruling. They, though, disagreed with the majority that the law doesn't discriminate on the basis of sex or gender. They said, you look at the law, it defines nudity one way for men, it defines nudity another way for women. That's discrimination on the face of the law. Strict scrutiny should have been applied, and under strict scrutiny, this law cannot stand.
Yeah, I mean, are there any other kind of rules like that that exist? I mean, it seems like topless bans are basically one of the few things that are still out there that would be this kind of, aside from abortion, obviously, but those are basically the two things that are real laws that would separate between the two genders.
There are laws that deal with, breastfeeding and pregnancy and, you know, in matters such as that, that effectively treat men and women differently because men, can't breastfeed, for mm-hmm. example. It's now become relatively rare to see actually written into the law this set of rules for men and this set of rules for women in New Hampshire and really all around the country. It's not unheard of. It's become more rare, certainly, than it used to be.
This must have been brought up in the past. I vaguely remember something like this coming out of Hampton Beach or something like that a few years ago, right?
There was another issue in the case. I mean, it hasn't grabbed the same attention, but one issue is, should this be something that towns can decide for themselves?
Yeah. Really interesting, too, is this came from a town. This isn't some state law.
State law, and the question was, is this within, the home rule power for towns to make their own rules about this? And the Supreme Court said, yes, it is. It's perfectly fine for towns themselves to regulate in this area.
Turns into a tourism thing. I mean, ultimately, what kind of audience do they want to have coming to their beaches and populating their area?
That's right. And certain areas would like to have, are fine with nude beaches, for example. So it's area to area. It's federalism all the way down. It's not just states being allowed to be different, but areas within states being allowed to be different. And this issue is actually percolated, around the country, too. There was a federal court in Colorado who has held that a similar law is unconstitutional under the federal constitution. So even under that lower level of scrutiny. But really, the big thing here that captures the attention is this initial decision of three justices of the court to say that the law is non-discriminatory. And then two other justices, the court justices, Justice Bassett writing and Justice Hicks joined Justice Bassett to say, no, the statute does discriminate. And what it really shows is this power that judges have to characterize, to frame the issue, to raise the question that they want to answer. I mean, the majority would have had a very, very difficult time upholding this ordinance if they regarded the ordinance as discriminatory, because under strict scrutiny, almost all laws are deemed unconstitutional. And so they asked a different question. They said, does the law treat men and women differently with respect to whether they can be nude? And they said the answer to that is no, so the law is not discriminatory. And then the dissent says, you're asking the wrong question. It's not whether they can be nude, it's how nudity is defined. That's what they're complaining about.
I'm assuming this is not going to be done. Like, at some point, this will come back to the Supreme Court, and this is just going to be an ongoing issue. Do you think that?
I guess. I mean, if this whole, first of all, one thing is
there's so many ways to hit this.
Yeah, I mean, for now, it seems that towns can make their own decision and can continue to ban, topless sunbathing by females, by women. There is the possibility of actually seeking review of this decision in the United States Supreme Court. Now, again, this court focused on state law, but the challengers here said that this type of discrimination is also unconstitutional under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Who knows with these ordinances, being challenged in different places around the country. It takes four votes at the U.S. Supreme Court to decide a case. Once again, we would see a battle of characterization. We may see some justices on the Supreme Court agreeing with the New Hampshire court and saying this was a non-discriminatory ordinance. I think there would be certainly several votes on the U.S. Supreme Court for the position that this is a discriminatory ordinance. It would then be evaluated under a somewhat more lenient, somewhat more permissive standard of review than would be applied under the New Hampshire Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court will not, however, review the New Hampshire Supreme Court's interpretation of the New Hampshire Constitution. It will only take up any federal issue.
Thanks for listening to the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about us by visiting law.unh.edu or following UNH Law on social media. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire.